Practice English for asking for help when a phone is missing at a station. I am at a station. I buy a ticket. My train leaves soon. It leaves in 20 minutes. I look for my phone. It is not in my bag. I check again. It is not there. I check my coat pocket. My phone is not there. I walk to the information desk. I say, "Excuse me, I lost my phone." A staff member helps me. The staff member asks, "What does it look like?" I say, "It is a black phone. It has a blue case." The staff member asks another question, "Where did you last use it?" I say, "Near the ticket machines." The staff member asks for my name. The staff member asks for my contact email. I write the information on a form. The staff member says, "Please wait by lost and found. We will check." I wait there. I feel nervous. Later, I say, "Thank you for helping me." Station equals a place for trains. Ticket equals paper or digital travel pass. Leaves equals departs. Bag equals a bag for your things. Coat pocket equals pocket in a coat. Information desk equals place to ask questions. Lost, missing. Case equals phone cover. Ticket machines equals machines for tickets. Contact email equals email address. Form equals information paper or screen. Lost and found equals place for missing items. Nervous equals worried. Check equals look for. I am at a train station after buying a ticket. My train leaves in 20 minutes, so I do not have much time. Before I go to the platform, I want to check my phone. I look in my bag, but it is not there. Then I check my coat pocket. It is not there either. I start to worry, so I walk to the information desk. I say, "Excuse me, I lost my phone." A staff member listens and asks, "What does it look like?" I answer, "It is a black phone with a blue case." Next, the staff member asks where I last used it. I think for a moment and say, "I used it near the ticket machines." This information may help the staff look for it. The staff member then asks for my name and contact email. I write both on a small form. After that, the staff member says, "Please wait by lost and found. We will check." I go to the lost and found area and wait. I feel nervous because my phone is important to me. However, I stay calm and wait for news. While I am waiting, I think about where I used the phone. When the staff member comes back, I thank them for helping me. Leave equals go away or depart. Either equals also. Not listen equals pay attention to someone. Answer equals reply to a question. Moment equals a short time. Important equals useful or valuable. Wait equals stay in a place until something happens. I am at a train station after buying a ticket, and my train leaves in 20 minutes. Before I travel, I want to check my phone, but I quickly realize that it is missing. First, I look in my bag because that is where I usually keep it. When I cannot find it there, I check my coat pocket. Unfortunately, the phone is not there either. Because time is limited, I decide to ask for help instead of searching around the station by myself. I walk to the information desk and say, "Excuse me, I lost my phone." The staff member responds politely and asks, "What does it look like?" I explain that it is a black phone with a blue case. The staff member then asks where I last used the phone. I try to remember my recent actions and tell them I used it near the ticket machines. Giving clear details is useful because it helps other people understand what they are looking for. Next, the staff member asks for my name and contact email. I write the information on a small form so they can contact me if they find the phone. After reading the form, the staff member says, "Please wait by lost and found. We will check." While I am waiting, I feel nervous. My train will leave soon, and I would like to know what happened to my phone. Even so, I stay near lost and found because the staff may have new information. At the end of the conversation, I say, "Thank you for helping me." Being polite is important because it creates clear and positive communication. Realize equals understand something limited, equals not having much time. Respond equals answer. Explain equals give details. Recent equals from a short time ago. Contact equals communicate with. Positive equals friendly and helpful. I am at a train station after buying a ticket, and my train leaves in 20 minutes. As I prepare for my journey, I notice that my phone is missing. My first reaction is to check the most likely places. I look carefully through my bag and then check my coat pocket. When the phone is not in either place, I decide that continuing to search randomly may not be the best use of the limited time available. Instead, I go directly to the information desk and say, "Excuse me, I lost my phone." The staff member begins by asking practical questions. First, they ask what the phone looks like. I answer, "It is a black phone with a blue case." This description is simple, but it is specific enough to distinguish the phone from many others. Next, the staff member asks where I last used it. I think carefully before answering, because accurate information is more helpful than a quick guess. I tell them, "I used it near the ticket machines." By providing the most recent location I remember, I give the staff a clear starting point for their search. The conversation continues with a request for my name and contact email. I write both on a small form. This step takes a little extra time, but it also makes future communication easier if there is an update. After reviewing the information, the staff member says, "Please wait by lost and found, we will check." At this point, I feel nervous. My train is scheduled to leave soon, and I would prefer to resolve the situation quickly. However, I also understand that staff need enough information to help effectively. There is a balance between giving detailed answers and keeping the conversation efficient. For example, a short description may be fast but unclear, while too many details can slow communication. While waiting by lost and found, I focus on being clear, polite, and consistent. If staff ask additional questions, I answer directly and repeat key information when necessary. Good communication in this situation is not only about speaking English accurately, it is also about choosing the most useful information at the right time. Before the interaction ends, I say, "Thank you for helping me," because appreciation helps maintain a positive and cooperative conversation. Randomly equals without a clear plan. Available equals ready to be used. Distinguish equals show the difference between things. Accurate equals correct and reliable. Update equals new information. Efficient, done without wasting time. Consistent equals staying the same and clear. Cooperative equals willing to work together. Where did the learner last use the phone? What do you say when you need help at a station? Near the ticket machines. "Excuse me, I lost my phone. Can you help me, please?" What information does the learner write on the form? If you cannot find your phone, what places do you check first? The learner writes a name and contact email. I check my bag first, then I check my coat pocket. After that, I ask for help. Why does the learner tell the staff about the ticket machines? What details are most useful when you describe a missing phone? The learner last used the phone there. It helps staff know where to look. Useful details include color, case color, last location, contact information. What balance does the learner try to achieve when speaking with the staff? When time is limited, how can you give enough information without making the conversation too long? The learner balances detail and efficiency, possible ideas, describe the phone clearly, give the last known location, provide contact information, answer questions directly, avoid unnecessary details. Final speaking. Can you say that your phone is missing? Final speaking. Can you describe the phone? Final speaking. Can you explain where you last used it? Final speaking. Can you give your name and contact email? Final speaking. Can you wait politely and thank the staff? Final speaking. At higher levels, can you choose the most useful information and communicate clearly when time is limited? Think about the same situation at each level. Write or say three sentences about what you would do if you lost your phone at a station.